Okay, we're beginning tonight's shir in Siman Yodalet Sif Gimel, which is page Chavav, right after page 50. Very practical halachos tonight. The Mechaber says, Hashoel mechaveru talus she'enu mitzuyetzes, potter milahatil batzitzis kol shloshim yom. One who borrows from his friend a four-cornered garment that does not have tzitzis on it, a regular four-cornered garment, he is potter from putting tzitzis in it for 30 days. Diksiv kesuscha, the pasuk says that you have to put tzitzis on your garment. Velo shel acherim, not someone else's garment. So if I borrow a four-cornered garment from someone, I do not have to put tzitzis on it for 30 days. Aval achar shloshim yom chayav midrabanan. But after 30 days, if I borrow it for longer than 30 days, once we pass the 30-day mark, then I have to put tzitzis on it midrabanan. Mipnei shen nires kishalo. Because then people are going to start thinking that it's yours. So therefore, it's like a maris dayan like a thing. So midrabanan, you have to wear it. Midaraisa, only if it's yours, always. If it's not yours, if you have it longer than 30 days, you should wear it. The Rama says, this 30 days has to be 30 days straight. If you borrow it for a week and you return it for a couple of days, borrow it for another week and it adds up to 30 days, it's not a problem. It's only if you have it for 30 days straight. Rak b'inan shloshim yom ritzufim. We need 30 days straight in order for it to be chayiv and tzitzis midrabanan. And then the Mechaber ends off, and this is a very, very important practical halacha. Sha'ola kishi mitzuyetzes. If you borrowed a talus from someone, a talus that has tzitzis on it, right? The first part was borrowing a four-cornered garment. Do you have to put tzitzis on? That's a very uncommon occurrence nowadays. This halacha is very common. It happens every Shabbos for sure, and kimat every day. If you borrow a talus from someone, mevarich aleha miyad. You can make a bracha on it right away. So we'll see the Mishabura, and we'll see you'll see what I mean, why it's so practical. Says the Mishabura in Sivkoton Tes, if you borrow a four-cornered garment from someone without tzitzis on it, you are potter from putting in tzitzis. V'hamatil bo tzitzis u'muvarach lohifsid. But if you choose to put tzitzis on and you make a brach on it, you don't lose out, that's fine. Kemo noshim sheyecholos levarich al mitzas asei she'azman grama af shepeturos. Just like a woman is potter from many mitzvos, and if she chooses to do it, according to at least the Ashkenazim, she's allowed to make a bracha on it. So to hear, even though you're potter from putting tzitzis on, you can put tzitzis on, and you can make the bracha. U'memelo yochol lotzeis bo b'shabbos l'rishus harabim d'noy hu l'beged. Since you're allowed to put tzitzis on, and you can even make a bracha on it, so you could even go out into a rishus harabim on Shabbos with that garment with the tzitzis on it, because that's considered a beautification of the garment. So we said if you have the garment for 30 days, you would be chayav to put this on after 30 days, midrabanan. Sivkaton yud v'yavarach aleha, and you would make a brach on it. V'socher dino keshoel. And one who rents a garment is like borrowing a garment. It's the same thing. It's not your garment. Uva'iter matzasi shekasav u'schirus misafkulon. And the iter, we find that he writes that schirus is a suffix. It could be that it's more of a chayav to put on tzitzis when you're renting a garment than when you are borrowing a garment. And now here we get to the practical halachas for tonight. And that is, again, the Mechaber Paskin in six words, that if you borrow a fully tzitzisized garment, a talus that has tzitzis on it, then you make a bracha on it miyad. Says the Mishabur Sivkaton Yuralut, V'yesh machmirim v'sovrim shelo levarech elu imkei nosan lo b'feirish b'matona amnas lahachzir. Again, halach is, you're only chayv in tzitzis when it's your garment. So even if you're borrowing a four-cornered garment with the tzitzis on, it's still not yours. So there are those who are machmir, and they say that you should not make a bracha on it unless he gave it to you explicitly as a present, amanas that you give it back, and then it will be considered yours. Achrov ha'achronim maskimim l'psak ha'shulchan aruch. However, most achronim agree with the psak of the shulchan aruch. Ve'atamu, and the reason is deha adaite dehachi hishila lo shivarach aleha, because he had that in mind when he lent it to him. He had in mind that you should use it for the mitzvah, to be mekayim your mitzvah, and therefore it's like he had in mind automatically as a matana. The kevan she'efshar lo levarich elim kein tia shelo, since you can't make a bracha unless it's yours, havi ki'ilu nesana lo b'matana mas lahachzir. It's as if he gave it to you as a matana mas lahachzir. So in other words, if I go away for Shabbos, and I forget my talus, and I ask someone to borrow his talus, he's giving me a talus so I can do my mitzvah and make my bracha. So even if he doesn't stipulate that he's giving it to me as a matana, I'm not lahachzir, it's automatically assumed that that's why he's giving it to me, because he's trying to enable me to do my mitzvah in the regular way, which is me being the owner. So the assumption, even without saying it, is that it's a matana, I'm not lahachzir, it's considered yours, and therefore you can make a bracha. ulachatchila bevada yoser tov levakish mehamashil sheyiten lo b'matana amnas lahachzer v'lo leikuva. But lachatchila, for sure, the best thing is that it should be spoken out from the mashil to the shoel that he's giving it to you as a matana amnas lahachzer. It's best that it be spoken out. But most poskim hold, even if it's not spoken out, it's understood that way, and therefore it's fine. You can make a bracha, and everything is fine. And now the Mishnah Berurah says, very important, v'dafka im sho'al mimenu talas hamiyucha l'mitzvah. This that we've been discussing till now, that when you borrow the garment stam, we assume it's a matana amnas lahachzer, and you can make a bracha on it. That's all specifically if you're borrowing a talas that's set aside for the mitzvah, like our talas that we have. Our talis that we have, if it's for the mitzvah, then we have this assumption. Thank you very much. Avol, imu beged ha'omed l'levisha, but if it's just stam, a garment that's for wearing, that happens to have four corners, and there are tzitzis on it, but it wasn't made for a talis, it wasn't made to put on for davening, it just happens to be a four-corner garment that you wear, so you put tzitzis on it because it requires it. V'rakeven shepasuach rubo osim bo tzitzis, and because it was open most of the way on the side, you put tzitzis on. V'lo nasa b'shvil mitzvah tzitzis, but it was not made for the mitzvah tzitzis. V'cheinim sha'al talis lalos latora, and so too, if you borrowed a talis just to get an aliyah, olavor lithneateva, or to be the chazin, oladuchen, or your kohen, you borrowed it to duchen, any of these cases, in other words, till now we've been discussing borrowing a talis for the whole davening, because you forgot your talis at home, so then the assumption is giving it to you for you to do your mitzvah, and it's ke'ilu, it was a matanam la'sahasir, it's yours, you can make a brach on it, everything's fine. But if you're just borrowing his talis for an aliyah, to duchen, to daven for the amud, or you're just borrowing his four-cornered garment, which is like a jersey that he happens to be chayv and tzitzis, so the tzitzis on it, but it's not made for the mitzvah of for davening, she'enu elo mishum ha'kavod, all these things, at least the last three, for an aliyah, for being chazen, or for duchening, we only wear it because of kavod, then ein mevarachan alav. Then when you borrow it, you should not make a brach on it. Because since in that case, you're only borrowing it for kavod ha'tzibur, to get an aliyah, so kavod ha'tzibur, you put on a talis. A kavod ha'torah, you put on a talis, but you're not really doing it for the mitzvah. Therefore, maybe he really is only lending it to you for the kavod, and therefore it's not yours. If it's not yours, you can't make a brach on it. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says so far. Again, just to summarize, so he says that which the Mechaber says, that if you borrowed a ready-made tzitzis, you can make a bracha on it right away. That's talking about a case where you're borrowing it for davening, for your regular talis that you're using for davening, then you can make a bracha. We assume it's given as a matana l'sahasir. But if it's something that's just for derech kavod to get an aliyah, then if you're borrowing your friend's talis, we'll see the shul's talis in a minute, if you're borrowing your friend's talis, you would not make a bracha, because there we don't assume he's giving it to you as a matana, it's only for kavod, so he's just giving it to you to use for a couple of minutes while you get your aliyah, and you would not make a bracha in that case. V'yesh cholkim baza, however, there are those who argue and say when you borrow your friend's talis for an aliyah, some argue and they say, usvirlu du b'chol gavni mevarchin. Some hold, no, even if you're borrowing it just for an aliyah for those 2 minutes, you still should make a bracha. So that is a machlokas aposkim. And therefore, al kein kasa b'derach hachayim. Therefore, the derach hachayim comes out, di yoser tov shiachavein b'chol elu shelo liknos. That you should have specific intent when you borrow your friend's talis that you're not being kona it. Then you won't have to make the bracha according to everyone. Because since when you're getting on aliyah and you borrow your friend's talis, some poskim say he's really giving it to you as a matana l'hachzer. Some are saying he's just giving it to you as a loan because it's for derech kavod. So since it's a machlokes, to get out of it, the simplest way is if you don't have kavana to be kona it, so it's not yours, no matter what he thinks. Even if he has in mind to give you as a matana, if you're not accepting it that way, you're not being kona it, so it's for sure not yours, and you for sure would not make a bracha. That is the bottom line, what someone should do when this comes up the most, Shabbos Mincha, because everyone has their talis on the table. They call someone up for an aliyah, so we'll see there's an Indian sometimes not to take your own talis, because your own talis is more complicated in terms of a bracha, because your talis is your talis. But you take the guy next to you's talis, so it's more simple. You take his talis, have in mind not to be konet, you put it on for sure without a bracha, and you get your aliyah. So it comes up a lot at Shabbos Mincha, because no one's wearing a talis, but you go wear a talis for the aliyah. That is how the Mishnah Berurah comes out, if you're borrowing your friend's talis for an aliyah. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues.
This happened last Shabbos, and B'nai Shalom, Rav Chaim Cohn, refused to take a personal talis from somebody. He was called up for an aliyah, by Mincha. He refused to take the personal talis.
He only wanted the shul's talis?
He insisted on the shul talis.
Okay, so let's see.
I'm just
Okay, Ma'isa Shehaya last week. Okay, well, fine. But let's meanwhile stick with the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you do borrow a friend's talis, Shoshaya, you do see that there is a tzad that you would have to make a bracha, but therefore the Eitzah is to have kavana not to be koned, and that's fine. Fine. So again, Al Kain. We're about 10 lines up towards the end of the page. Al Kain Kasa B'derachayim D'yoser Tov Shiachavin B'chol Elu Shalaliknos. The best thing is to have kavana when you borrow your friend's talis, not have kavana not to be koned. Kedei Shalo Yitzdarach Levarach L'kuli Almin. Then you won't have to make a bracha according to any. According to anyone, levad me'atalos yeshol be'es atfil lotzeis bo. Unless it's a case where you're borrowing a talis for the whole davening to be yotze your mitzvah of tzitzis and talis for shachris because you forgot your talis, then you would make a bracha. So that's how we're coming out in the Mishnah Berurah very clearly. Fine. Now continues the Mishnah Berurah v'chol ze betaliso shel ish prati. This is all talking about if I'm borrowing a talis from an individual for either the whole davening or for an aliyah. That's what we're discussing till now. Avol, betaliso shel kohol. But when you take a talis from the congregation, ke'en shalonu ha-metsuyos abotei knesios, like our talisim that are found in the shuls, tzarech levarech olav l'kuli alma. Then you have to make a bracha on it according to everyone, but we have to discuss this, but we'll just read in the Mishnah Berurah first. Mishnah Berurah says, if you take the tzibur's talis, did he make a bracha on the talis? He did not. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're taking your friend's talis, no bracha, just make sure to avoid any problems, you have kavana not to be kona. When you take the tzibur's talis, then you have to make a bracha according to everyone. Afilu kishalov shel rak lavor lifnei ateva olala satora. Even if you're only borrowing the talis from the tzibur, you're taking the talis from the tzibur for just an aliyah, you should make a bracha according to everyone. Why? Mishum de talis shel kohol adaite dehochi kanu mitchila. Because that was the intention when the congregation, when the shul bought the talis for the tzibur, that was their kavana, that it was adaite dehochi kanu. They bought it with this in mind, mitchila, shekol mi shalovesh oso shiya shalo, kumo basrog. They both have in mind that this talis belongs to every single person. And when you get it, so it's yours, so you can make a bracha on it. And since that was the intention when they bought the talis, therefore every person who puts it on is required to make a bracha. And look what I wrote in the Bir Halacha, B'Shem HaShari Ephraim. So I looked this up this morning also in the Piskei Tshuvos. I looked into this a little bit, but again, keeping it clear, the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly that if you're getting an aliyah and you borrow your friend's talis, you would not make a bracha. If you take the shul's talis, you would, yes, make a bracha. Now, I always thought of the following chiluk. I'll say my own personal thoughts, and then we'll read the Bir Halacha's thoughts, that there are some shuls, I know for sure some young Israels, that they have a whole rack of talisim, that some people come to shul, they don't bring a talis, and they use the shul's talis. That's what it sounds to me like the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. When there's a talisim of the shul that people come and use the talis, so when I pick up a talis for davening, so it's my talis because it was bought for everyone to use. So then even if I picked it up just for an aliyah, so I own a chelik of that because it was bought for the whole tzibur, so then I would make a bracha on the talis. But if you just have like two or three talisim of the shul that are there for a person to get aliyah, to get hagba, I don't know that it was bought with that in mind, that it belongs to every single person, that every person owns it. It's not clear that way, right? So it's not so pashut. But again, the Mishnah Berurah is not speaking out this chiluk. The Mishnah Berurah is just saying the shul's talis belongs to everyone, and whoever picks it up, it's his, and he would make a bracha according to everyone if he's using it for the whole davening or if he's using it for an aliyah. Let's turn to the Bir Halacha. I'm just going to read parts of it. If you turn the page to page 52, in the fourth line, he writes, "Ubesefer Shari Ephraim Kosov, the Yoser Tov Likach Talis Shu'ula Be'ez Aliyasu La Torah Melikach Talis HaKohol." Explicit. The Bir Halacha brings to the Shari Ephraim that it's better to borrow your friend's talis for an aliyah than the shul's talis. Shebetalis HaKohol Nichnos Lechlal Sofik Shema Mukhuyav Levarich. If you take the congregation's talis, you're getting yourself involved in a suffix whether you should make a bracha or not. If you take the talis of the congregation and you want to make a bracha, then you should put it on, having in mind that you want to wear it as a wearing of tzitzis, and you should do ituf like we do in the morning. You wouldn't have to stand there for Dal Ramos. If you don't want to make a bracha on the Shul's talis, lo yatof rosh oklal, don't put it over your head. Just wrap it around your body, which we'll see in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah takes issue with that, because we learned earlier that over your head is not ma'akiv. He explains it in his other sefer like this. You should make a bracha on the congregation's talis just like you make a bracha on a partnership talis. But it appears to be only if you wrap yourself totally in it with your head like you do in the morning. Even though some poskim say itav aguf is enough. But listen to this line. Mikom makom. And this is what in the Piskei Tshuva, he brings some poskim, many poskim, that say this line in the Bir Halacha, which is quoting from the Shari Ephraim, is what we rely on not to make a bracha on the Shul's talis. You know, the Mishnah Berurah says you should, for sure, according to everyone. This following line is what we rely on not to make a bracha. He says, Mikom akom, ein kavanoso lehisatev klal. His kavan is not to do itif at all. Rak levisha leshaito mishim kavod ba'alma. He's only doing it for a little bit of kavod. He's putting it on for kavod reasons. And therefore, lo karina nasher. And we won't call it upon him asher techaseba, that you cover yourself with it, that you clothe yourself in it, which is what the pasuk says by tzitzis. Be'itav arai kazeh, with just doing an itav, you're just putting it on for a couple of minutes to get an aliyah. So that's what the poskim say, that the minhag ha'olam that does not make a bracha on the tzibur's talis when they take it for an aliyah, they rely on this, that when you're only putting it on for kavod, it's not a kiyum of the pasuk asher techaseba, it's not considered your talis, you don't have kavana to be koned, you're not doing a full itav, you're just putting it on for the aliyah, and therefore you would not make a bracha. That's the meaning of yeshiva, that they don't make a bracha on the talis of a tzibur. But I'm just saying, if you read the Mishnah Berurah comes out clearly that you do, but the Piskei Tshuva, they bring down this line in the Bir Halacha to say what we rely on in terms of not making a bracha. But the minhag ha'olam, I think in general, certainly in our circumstance, when there's a couple of talisim of the shul floating around, that we don't make a bracha on the shul's talis.
So according to that opinion, if you say a bracha, is a bracha de batala?
No. There's certainly what to rely on to make a bracha. But if you make a bracha, the best thing to do clearly is to do itaf over your head and to, you know, have in mind that you're being kona, your chelek in it. I guess if that's possible, so then it's certainly not, the Mishnah Berurah has to make a bracha, so it's certainly not a bracha of batala. But it's saying that's what the minhag ha'olam is, to rely on not to make the bracha.
So is it better to take your talis on all these type of things, this way you don't have an issue? Just take a bracha on that?
It says the next line.
Well, yeah, so let's read the next line. The af betala shalo im zmano bohol she'eno yochol is'atev bo mamish. Also, if you're putting your own talus on, if you're very rushed, that you can't do a real ituf, v'nos no'alak se'fayim levad l'sho'a kalo b'sha'as ha'kriya, and you're just putting it over your shoulders quickly for a quick call up for an aliyah, v'daito la'asiro miyad, and you plan on taking it off right away, tzarech iyan b'chiyai gavna ad kan l'shono. Look at the tzarech iyan. So, no, the best way, it sounds like the best way to do it is not to take your own, because your own is more problematic. Because on the one hand, you're only putting it on for derech kavod, that's a reason not to. On the other hand, it's yours, so it's a much stronger reason to make a bracha. If you take someone else's, according to the Mishnah Berurah, very clearly, you take someone else's talus, your friend's talus, you have kavod not to be konet, so it's not your talus, so you for sure don't make a bracha. That seems to be the best eitzah. The minhag is that we take a shul and we don't make a bracha either. But that's the...
Are those two different reasons that what he mentioned before? One, that you're doing it just the shaita, just for the mitzvah, just for the aliyah or whatever, and for kavod, and he says that's not really, you're not really being matzatah with it.
So yeah, he's giving two different reasons. The Mishnah Berurah takes issue with that. If you read on...
So what about somebody davening for the Yom? He davening for a while. Not just like a quick thing.
Right, so the way they bring it down is only if you're taking the shul's talus to wear a talus like everyone's wearing. Meaning if it's for shachris and everyone's wearing a talus and making a bracha on it, so then in that case, if you borrow your friend's talus, so then we say it's like a matana maslahachsir because he's giving it to you to be like everyone else. But if you're just davening for the Amid, you're the only one putting on a talus, or you're getting an aliyah, so then it's understood that it's just for derech, it's kavod ha'tzibur, it's not for the mitzvah tzitz, and you wouldn't make a bracha in that case. Let's finish up the last. The Bir Halacha goes on. He doesn't come out so much different, but he just argues with that point. The second point, he argues strongly that we learned earlier, way back in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, that the Itav Harosh is not ma'akev. So he doesn't like that chiluk why you wouldn't make a bracha because you're not doing Itav Harosh. But the other chiluk he doesn't take issue with. Fine.
Why is using your own talit more problematic?
Because if you're using the your friend's talit, you weren't here before.
If you're using your own, what's
you own it. If you own it,
so you make a bracha.
Right, but you're only putting it on for 4 seconds. So you're putting it on for 2 minutes, so then it might not be considered a real levisha to warrant a bracha. So you're getting into a shaky ground. It's much easier to take your friend's talis. A, it's there covered only, so that's a tzad not to make a bracha. And it's not yours, so another tzad to not make a bracha. So that would be the best way to go. Take your friend's talis. And that's why if you look around, I think in general, you're telling me a chiddush, we could ask him. In general, people get aliyah minchan Shabbos, they look around for a friend's talis. You do see that. Look for a friend's talis to borrow, because then it's as simple as that you don't make a bracha on it. Okay, running out of time. Let's look at note number 21. Back to page before. We'll finish the next Mishabur maybe next time. The Kevan, this is going on, that which the Mishabur wrote, that if it's Tzibur's talis, you should make a bracha. The Mishabur came out. The Kevan Shemavarech Alea Tzarech Lubotka. Since you're making a bracha on it, you have to check to make sure that it's kosher. Kemosha Kosav Le'el. Od Kosav B'Bir Alokha Shom. The B'Bir Alokha wrote there also, Sha'af L'das HaTaz HaSover Shebemokom Torach HaTzibur. If it's going to be a burden to the Tzibur, Yesh Lismoch Ala Chazoko Shalom Nisiko HaTzitzios. We said if it's going to be a Tzirch HaTzibur, you're running up to Davin for the Amud. So don't check the Tzitzis. You can rely on the Chazoko. Mikomokom Ein Ze Ela B'Talos Shalom. That's only if it's your Talos. Shebotka B'Atzmo. Because you check it every day. So one day you're in a rush to get up to the Davin. So don't be matshir the tzibur and don't check it. Rely on the chazaka. Mashenkein betalis shall call. Mashenkein if it's the tzibur's talis, shematzui hadover shiyua tzitzios psulos. It's very common in the shul's talis. No one's really in charge of it. It's very common that this will be puzzle. Vaknafos neakaros mimakomon and the corners can be messed up. Esher de'ein roi levarech aleha. It could be that if you're rushing up and you're not checking it, you shouldn't make a bracha on it. The aflo the love show beli bedika, and it could be you shouldn't wear it at all without a bedika because the shul's talis. To make a, again, the main issue of making a checking, we said, is for the bracha. So if you're going to make a bracha, like the Mishabura is suggesting, on the Shul's Talis, you really should check it before. But again, Lafi, what we're saying, the Minhag HaOlam is, and what we saw, the reason in the Bir Halacha, that we don't make a bracha on the Tzibur's Talis anyway, so then it would be less problematic to check it, because if it's only Derech Kavod, so you're not making a bracha, and the Mela says you're not making a bracha, if it's Pasul, it's not going to be a bracha of Atola. The only problem would be wearing a four-cornered garment, that doesn't have tzitzis, which is less of a concern, but still, it is a concern. We'll stop here, and we'll... Oh, so we have to discuss the schedule.